Welcome back, everyone, to 90 Day React Bubbas and Banter with Layla and
Amir.
And
Amir.
Yep, that's your name. And we will be discussing the Tell All Part 3. Tell All Part 3 today.
And here we go. So this Tell All must have been the shortest tell-all I've ever seen in my life. It was all but 43 minutes, I think. Because, you know, it could have been in tell-all 3 and 4 could have been together, or 3 and 2 could have been, you know, combined. And all we learned this time was that Lauren has only one testicle. That's all we learned. We learned nothing.
Let's not. One of the only things I wrote down was how funny I thought it was that the unifying factor with the whole crew was that everybody could agree that Yoshiko was trash. It was like everybody who was fighting with each other on stage was all of a sudden, it was like Niles, Adnan, everybody. They were like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Like, they all agree. He's horrible.
Yeah,
and I was
made
like,
a mistake of videotaping Vanya, the both of them. But it sounded like they had discussed it before, kind of, and he went ahead and did it without her knowing. But then they were done, you know, he showed it to her and she got upset and he deleted it. And he apologized on the show to her about that. And that was the end of that. You know, it was, other than that, because like Sean asks Vanya, which frustrates you the most, that she got too involved with Yoshiko and felt that she was used, or her lack of relationship with Bojo? So because Vanya was crying again, being upset with
I remember now.
Yoshiko.
Yeah.
And that was the point that I think Sean was kind of trying to make. Like, Bojo did not really get involved with you, because he kept saying that since I didn't feel anything when we met, although we were in communication online for over a year, if I don't feel anything for you, I'm not going to get involved with you, like physically or emotionally, because it's not there for me. And if like everybody else says that, oh, why didn't she's beautiful, why didn't you just kiss her, or, you know, hug her or do something, Bojo was right about saying that I don't want to do that because then we're going to be involved, or I'll be hurting her by doing that. So in that sense, Bojo made his point. And when Yoshiko and Vanya got involved, this is what happens. And, you know, you're put all your hopes and emotions and feelings into one basket of Yoshiko, and not understanding that this person is caring for a little child and that he comes with all of it, and either you're accepting all of it or you're not. When he feels that you're not into it, that all these conversations post him coming to America, realizing that Vanya is not ready for a child in her life, and he has to take care of this child, and you're talking to each other every single day, twice a day, and this one time that his child is sick, first of all, you never asked about the child, how he is, or, you know, what he's doing, or
like when he appeared on the screen.
Yeah,
I don't think that would have been the right time to ask anyway.
Not one time did Vanya ask about my child.
I don't think it was the right time to ask at the reunion with everybody there and all that. I think that's more of like a private thing.
No, but that's part of it. I mean, that's the whole reason he broke up with her. Because she doesn't really care about this kid, you know, and she wants to be with somebody like Bojo is like, you know, nobody around him, just so she can have that person all to herself. She cannot have that with Yoshiko.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's chosen a different path for himself. Yeah.
I can't say definitively that she doesn't care for the kid and all that. She hasn't even had an opportunity to bond with the kid, but I see what you mean. It's like she kind of is in a stage in her life where she's said this before. She's gotten used to the fact that she's not going to be a parent, and she's comfortable with that. There's a lot of people who, like, they initially wanted it for so long, but then it gets to a point where you're like for women especially, you get to a certain age where you're like, I guess it's not going to happen for me. Right. And then you find joy and comfort in your life in a different way, and your life becomes fulfilling, child-free.
That's
you
fine,
can't just, switch back. Like, it's not easy to then give up what you've gotten used to or comfortable with again. So
I know.
It is what it is. It's sad because it seemed like they were a good match, but he said, I hurt for her. He was like, I don't think I ever... Like, I was attracted to her, but I don't think I, loved her or anything like that.
No.
Oof, that hurt to
And if
hear.
You remember when this happened a few, many episodes back, I told you that it sounds like he's looking for a mom. It's like all his love is...
A mom for his child.
Yeah, for mom for his child. Yeah, not for himself.
Clearly, yeah.
Mommy,
I'm choking on my water.
No, the one for his child.
Yeah.
So Vanya is like the type of person that she's either all in or not at all. It's like. She has all these jobs. She, you know, she's active and she's, you know, very hyper in a way. And, you know, she wants a lot of things in life. And that does not include a child. So once he tells you that, you have to understand that you have to also care for that child as well. You know, you have to make him understand that you care as well. And if he senses that you do not, then you're kind of breaking that relationship up. So that's what happened. And we're pretty much on this episode, we realized that even though Vanya went back to Croatia after all of this, remember when he was talking, she was talking to him about, oh, I'm coming back to Croatia. Do you want to see me? And he wasn't sure. And she went anyway. It sounded like the way Yoshiko was talking about it, like she was going to go to Croatia for other stuff, for sightseeing and stuff. And she came to Croatia. It wasn't for that purpose. It was like just to hang out, you know, by yourself or whatever. And, why, if it's just for seeing Yoshiko, then, you know, and he's not interested, why even go?
Yeah.
So it must have been something else she was planning on doing in Croatia that she went. You know?
Maybe finding another guy.
That, you know, screw this, I'm not going if he's not interested. You know, what purpose does it serve if I go to Croatia? Unless, it's Croatia is beautiful. You know, she said she spent some time in Split.
Yeah, why didn't you go to Croatia instead of Rio? That's where I want to go.
Croatia, yeah. I mean, I wanted to go because it's a different part of the world.
Yeah, you know? I've never been to South America. Let's hope you make it back. Yeah.
I better get that global entry.
Anywho.
I mean, if I go to Croatia, I want to go see Dubrovnik, which is where they shot
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to go there one time, just to go there. The colder sites, I think they went to Scotland or somewhere or Ireland. I'm not one of those places.
You sound like Rory. Rory, who's always Speaking trying to Rory, say things correct.
He made an
You
appearance.
Notice he did it again, right?
What did he do?
South Africa. That's how he says it every time. It's so weird.
Rory That's what does you sound not like. Care if he's on this show or not. He was just playing his video game.
Yeah, it's like, what do you guys want? You just interrupted my...
Exactly. I'm playing this game, and I'm sitting on my $2,000...
gaming chair.
Exactly. And he was like, the camera, he couldn't even reach the camera. The camera was so much higher. And he was like, you know... Yeah, and he's just like, whatever, what do you guys want? And Veya says, still says that she made the right decision taking him with him to South Africa.
Yeah, and I don't know. I do believe, though, that she asked a bunch of different people and he was the only one who could. Like, it's also, like, probably super expensive. So I don't know many people who would be like, yeah, I'll spend a couple thousand just to chaperone you. Like, I don't know people who would do that.
And it was funny that Veya said, well, I asked around anybody who wants to come with me. And nobody wanted to do it except Rory.
Yeah.
And she insisted that their friendship's going to continue. And, you know, it's like their relationship is like, you remember Tim and who's his?
Veronica. That's exactly Veronica. What I was thinking of.
It was the same.
I was like, they're the same story. That you're never going to be able to separate the two of them.
Yeah, I think they had a child. They have a child together, but their child, Veya, and Rory's child passed away, or she lost the child before, like during pregnancy.
No, I thought she.
Or...
Oh yeah. But was that Rory's child? Was that with Rory?
Yeah.
I thought it was a different partner, but he just helped her through it.
No, they were together.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I think if that's the case, like, I'm not surprised that they...
That was one of the reasons that they broke up. Because when a tragedy like that happens, it's... You kind of lose that love a little bit, you know?
Mm, that sounds bad. I feel like sometimes it brings people together. But maybe not.
Yeah. It's kind of... Part of that love dies inside of you. And, you know...
What do you say?
You know, it's like the love that you have with your spouse, with when you have a child, it makes it stronger.
Right.
But on the other side of the coin, if that child goes away and it passes, or you never comes to term, something dies inside of you. And when something dies inside of you, it's part of that love that you have with your
spouse. It's grief, Digit. It's grief, yeah.
So you're sharing that grief, right?
Yeah.
And people deal with that differently.
Yeah.
You know, and some people, like, they said it themselves on the episode that we had different ways of dealing with this pain, and we couldn't, you know, bring it together so we can stay married or stay together. So I think they were married.
No. Rory and Veya? No. It was her ex-boyfriend.
Weren't they married? I thought they were married.
I missed that completely if they were, but I could have sworn she keeps calling him her ex-boyfriend. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So that was Rory's appearance on the show.
Yeah. He said,
Sonny was, you know, Sonny said he was okay with it now. And he doesn't, because they had a flashback of Sonny cursing Veya about, why did you bring him? You know, get the F back to US and I don't want to see you and all that. And that's why they brought on Rory. And Sonny said that, you know, he's fine with it. And Veya said they're going to continue their friendship. And that was it. And Rory went back on playing the games he was playing on the $2,000 chair he was sitting on.
See ya.
I know. And actually, we started the tell-all with that scene that was supposed to be like a scrimmage between Niles and Adnan.
Yeah, that didn't really
and,
go anywhere.
You know, Niles saying
as you predicted.
You know what people do in the South. I still don't know what the hell he's talking about.
Well, they break faces, obviously.
I guess so. Because he felt embarrassed in front of Mr. Ark.
Yeah.
When Adnan was saying those things about him, and he walked off the stage, and he had to come back and apologize to everybody. And he was still like getting really close to Adnan and saying, you know what they do to people in the South when they act like you did. And Adnan was just, you know, smirking. He's like, you know, first of all, I don't understand what you're talking about. Second, I don't care. And that was the end of that. And
yeah,
you know,
short-lived.
And Vanya said, all right, guys, break it up. And that was the end of that. Is, you know, it's building up to this scene was ridiculous because it was turned out to be nothing, which sometimes usually the case.
You've got a good handle now of their editing patterns for promos, at least.
Exactly, right. And then we go back to Lauren and Faith again. I don't understand why Faith is so... Either you love Lauren or you don't.
Yeah, okay. I wanted her to definitively be like...
With Faith, like she's in tears.
End it. Walk away.
I mean, she did at the end.
I know,
end
but
of
it was
episode.
It took so much hemming and hawing. Like, come on. This guy is horrible. Move on.
Yeah, I mean, Lauren is Lauren.
I mean, it's easy for me to say, but...
I mean, Lauren is a unique person as, like...
I just remembered something, too. I wrote this one down because Adnan said... Because Faith was crying, and he says, Faith, stop crying like you're losing Diamond or $10 million. It's just Lauren. He's like, it's just Lauren. It's this don't cry. You're okay.
And Lauren doesn't care. We'll move on. I mean, next on, because you've always seen Lauren, you know, as this, you know, smirk on his face. And when he broke down crying, you know, I felt really bad.
You felt bad. I don't know. I really can't tell. Because he's like, hard to read, and I don't know if he's crying because of Faith and he feels empathy for her, or if he's crying because he's like, my life is fucked and I'm sad for myself. So it's just weird.
It's like, it doesn't matter how many people are attacking him, what they're saying to him, what they're saying about him. His demeanor doesn't change. It's like he's always the way he is. It's like he just doesn't let nothing bothers him. You can insult him. You can say, like last time when they were taking a break and he was giving this note that the girlfriend test on a sheet of paper, he gave it to Vanya to look at. And Vanya was like making, you know, comments about it, and Niles was standing there, and Niles turned around and asked, you know, sarcastically, Lauren, has anybody dropped you on your head when you were a child?
Oh yeah.
And he didn't say anything. He was like, why would you even say that?
And it's mean. I think
he's been very judgmental throughout this whole tell-all. It was like, I don't know what's going on with him. He's like criticizing everybody left
and
right.
No filter. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was rude when, you know, what he said to Lauren. But Lauren, he doesn't say anything. I mean, if it was anybody else, they would have, you know, said this, you know, you're rude, you know, why are you saying something like that? You know.
I think with Lauren, I think you made a really good point a couple episodes ago about maybe some form of masochism, right, where maybe in his early life it was just straight up bullying and abuse, right, and now it's at this point where he needs it to be able to interact with other people. And I'm not a professional, I'm not a psychologist, I don't want to psychoanalyze, and this is just conjecture, it's just talking,
right?
I'm making an assumption, but it feels like that.
Yeah, and they brought out his friend again, and she started defending him like, you guys are just piling on Lauren, and, you know, it's just, you have to know Lauren to accept him the way he is. You know, he's that type of person. He might be, I don't know, off, but that's the way he is. Either you like him or you don't. If you love him or you don't, you know?
Yeah.
And once you understand him, then, you know, you have to make that choice. You have to make that decision. And Faith was like back and forth with this thing, whether I want to be with Lauren, not be with Lauren.
He's a lot to handle.
And the trip, the Taiwan trip somehow came up again.
Oh, and yeah.
We didn't know about that. And he's planning to go to Taiwan for them to get married and all of that.
And she was like, I didn't know about that. I thought we were just going on holiday. That.
And her situation is crazy too. And if you don't want to be with somebody, why are you taking this money? Send it back to him. Let him live his life and move on with somebody else. And a lot of questions with Faith too is like, she's not all, you know, innocent. It's like,
I know, make up your mind.
Either you're with him or you're not, you know, yeah. And end it. I mean, at the end, she kind of did. And she said, well, I don't know. No. She said it like that. Like, no, I don't want to be with him. Okay, fine. Then send him all his money back. Like, he's not a rich guy.
I know.
So at least give him his money back and he'll do something else with it. And since you're not going to be with him.
That would be the right thing to do. I don't know if she'll do it. I hope she does because I like her a lot. Right. But we'll see. You're right. I mean, it is not... It's not great to, but I think genuinely I don't think she was like, I know I'm going to break up with him and I'm going to accept his money anyway. I think it was more so like, I'm not sure yet. And in the meantime, if he wants to support me, my family, I'm not going to say no.
Right.
Type thing. But now that she knows that there's no future, it would be the right thing to just be like, take your money back.
Yeah. And the whole situation with the flirting came up again and. You know, it's Lauren. He's just like goes with the flow, whatever it is that comes up. He's not like Adnan. He's not even close to that. He's not like Joey. He's not like any other person we've seen on this show. He's like, he goes with the flow. He just doesn't care. He's like, you can insult him. You can be with him. Go somewhere, you can eat any kind of food, you know, chicken intestines or whatever. You can have telo jigar with him and he'll eat it. He'll just smile and go on, you know.
Yeah.
He's never says like, I do like him, I don't like that. And he's not
I see what
rigid.
You mean, yeah.
He's not a rigid person. He's in life and in love and in, you know. Friendship, he's like that. He just, you know, he could sleep anywhere on any sofa, he can sleep on the floor, anybody's house, any country, any food. He's like, does he's not down matter for anything. To this guy.
Yeah.
And he's unlike anybody else that I've seen in my life or I've seen on this show.
He's very unique. I've seen people that are easygoing, but like he has literally there's no boundaries, it seems like, with anything for him.
He came back, he broke up with Faith, came back and slept with the person that gave him gonorrhea. He doesn't care. And, you know, that's his friend and he could be friends with other people. He can talk to you, not talk to you. He could go out, not go out, cold, heat, you know, it's like... And he has always, you can never insult him because he never takes anything personally, it seems like. Maybe he does, maybe he welcomes it because he opens up these conversations about strangest things. Like, I only have one testicle. It's like, nobody needed to know that, but he just said it. It's like, okay, now we have one more thing to make fun of you. Even more than we did before, and he doesn't care. Okay, make fun of me. You know, I don't get upset.
It's sad.
It is. So when somebody like that, who's okay with all the insults in the world coming to him, breaks down and cries like that, it just like, I felt really, you know, sad about it. You know, just and that look on his face, that for the first time I've seen him break down and cry.
Yeah.
And that was horrible.
I get that. We'll have to see more about what that was all about. But
I mean, sometimes when somebody like that in life, it teaches us, shows us something that a lot of times you have to let shit slide in life. A lot of times when people say things to you and, you know, try to, it's not because of the things they're telling that you are that person that they're describing or saying that you are. It's sometimes that's how they are.
They're projecting.
So it's not a bad idea to just smile at it and move on, you know? Just don't take everything, every single thing seriously.
Don't be like
Adnan, don't be like Niles, don't be like Brian, and you know, it just sometimes it's good to be
they're a little bit combative and defensive. Lauren,
you know?
Yeah.
He has good qualities, you know, when you think about it like that.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're not a rigid person. You can get along with anybody, anywhere, to do anything. You know, not too many people can be like that, but it would be nice to let go of your, you know, issues once in a while. And it comes to him easily.
Wow, I really did not think I was going to see this switch up from you. You really hated him for a long time. I'm surprised you're...
He wasn't so much hate. It was like trying to figure him out. It was like, why is he saying, he's just like, why doesn't he angry? Why doesn't he stop that smirk? That smirk really bothered me. Like, it bothered a lot of people, apparently, because they talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
You know? And when that smirk turns into tears, it's just like, wow. You're
like, oh, you know, he has feelings.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he has another dimension to him, like, that I never knew. Because you thought that all these insults, it would bother anybody. But with him, it was like, oh, yeah, you can, oh, I did this. And there was, oh, you're stupid, you're evil, you're a moron, and you're this, you're that, and you're terrible. And he never, you know, he would move on to the next topic and, you know, next one and... I don't know.
I mean, I hope he's not internalizing it, because I don't think Lauren is any of the... We said this too. It's like, I don't think Lauren's evil. I don't think Lauren is any of the things that they said that he was. I think he makes poor decisions, and I think he could stand to be more compassionate with the people around him. But, like, name-calling is... It's just shitty, and people are human beings, and if you have a problem with them, tell them how you feel and communicate why you feel that way without being like, you're a piece of shit. I don't know. Like, there's a way to say it without acting like you're 12 years old. So
I mean, sometimes I'm like, who do you want to hang out with? You want to hang out with Lauren maybe, or Adnan, you know? Sometimes you wonder, like, you probably will pick neither, but if you had to, you know, maybe Lauren, because Lauren will do anything with you. You'll go anywhere with him, you know, and he won't say anything. With Adnan, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that, you know, let's go
here.
Adnan
will be criticizing my outfit for
exactly.
The first...
From the get-go, he's going to be, he'll think that he's much better than you are, and, you know, is rich, and has come from this family, and he can do this, he could do that, and has businesses, and it's like, you probably cannot stand like a minute with Adnan. But with Lauren, maybe I can carry on a conversation with him, and he'll be fine. He'll tell me, you know, strange things in his life, and it'll be interesting, you know, and we can have, you know, have kebab and, you know, anything, you know.
I feel like they would love Lauren in Iran.
Yeah.
They would love...
Yes,
well,
to find another country besides Philippines.
Yeah. Maybe try Iran.
Yeah.
I would for sure watch that on 90 Day Fiancé.
You still can't get married, but, you know. That was it, right? That was the
it was short part three. Because I didn't have any notes. Yeah.
Nothing happened. I mean, I usually take like 2 pages of notes, and this one was like, didn't even make half a page.
Next week, they are going to bring out Brian's new
Oh, new wife? Oh, girlfriend?
Wife already? I don't know. I don't know if they're married yet. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
And Joey, something's happening with Joey, right?
I wonder if they're going to bring out Jill.
Probably. We don't know. I mean, they show him, you know.
Didn't he walk off or something?
Walk off the show or something like that. It must have been. I mean, his is like, a lot of things he said on the show and the tell-all, it made sense. A lot of the stuff he was talking about.
He became redeemable to me at the tell-all.
But like, this idea of, oh, I'm going to propose to her when she's not expecting it, it's kind of sad.
Oh, you're still stuck on that?
She's expecting it 24/7. You know, she wants to get married yesterday and have kids and family.
I think that's an excuse. I think he's just not ready yet.
But something is holding him back. I don't know what it is. If you wanted her to see your family and she did, you wanted her to see your friends and she, you know, she's still in contact with them because they like him, like her, and they, you know, she liked them. So what is the problem? He should have proposed to her while she was here, you know, in front of her friends, you know, in front of his friends, instead of letting her go back to Poland.
I don't know. I don't think he's right. I don't think he thinks he's ready.
I don't know.
I think her jealousy and her controlling nature is really intense. And I think that may be a turnoff, if I had to guess.
Well, I'm sure it is. If even before he went to Poland, she had the location sharing going on, which didn't make sense because she had never been to Florida before, and so
she doesn't know one location from the next. Could be at
his friend's house, and you know, unless you indicate everything on the map for her, she wouldn't know. She lives in a different country, you know.
I know.
Yeah, I paid more attention to Ingrid's
quality of her camera.
Yeah, did you see that? That's just the lighting and the background.
So, did you notice Sunny does too? Sunny has a nice professional setup.
The lighting on Sunny was a little bit too dark, I thought.
Yeah, Ingrid has the ideal setup for sure.
But Magda's is like, what the hell is that? Like, what are you doing? Why is it out of focus? I don't understand.
You can't I think it might be her connection. Like if they're doing it over Zoom.
It's terrible.
I know. All right. Well, the final episode is going to be this weekend and then pause. And then if I had to guess.
Yeah, hopefully that they have more to say, but they want to drag it on. Matt Sharp. Yeah.
There's like a million people on their production. I don't know why you keep calling out Matt Sharp.
It's an easy name to remember.
Matt Sharp. Whoever you are, Matt Sharp, it's your fault.
What's your name? Matt Sharp.
Yeah, that'll be the name you'll use for hotel check-ins now. Matt Sharp.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll be back next week for one final episode of Before the 90 Days Tell All. So tune in.
Thank you, everyone. Keep listening.
Don't give up on five to eight people. Yeah, don't stop. Please, we're begging you.
Keep it up. Bring more friends on, will you?
Yeah. Thanks everyone for tuning in. Just a quick note, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not reflect those of our employers. Our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.